Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to the most exciting hour and a half of professional wrestling on the internet. It's Pro Wrestling Interviews. This is Dr. John Stamey back at the helm. It's so good to be back after a two-week absence, and we're just excited. We got a great show. We got callers lined up, and it's going to be a blast. I'm going to turn it over to the one and only, the maniac from Ravenel, South Carolina, the one and only, the amazing Velvet. How are you, Velvet, tonight?
I'm doing quite well. I'm kind of a little apprehensive for tonight's show, but we'll find out how it goes in a minute. So first on the call, a guy that has been with us for a long time and, you know, took a break from calling in, I'd like to introduce the guy with all the voices that you want to hear. I want to hear Hulk Hogan. It's Malcolm Wildman. Give me some Hulk Hogan, Malcolm.
Well, you know something, brother? When you're doing this show on Sunday night, you're going to stand by for the Python, brother, because they're at it closing night, brother.
Yeah, that's right.
There
awesome.
It is.
Awesome. Awesome. And all the way from our favorite spot in North Carolina, it is Todd Saxon. How are you tonight, Todd?
Yeah, Todd!
Outstanding. It's supernatural. Ecstatic to be here. I noticed that you put Malcolm in the middle. Welcome back, brother.
That was a good one. That was smart. Well played. Well played, sir. And the CEO and head honcho that runs the show at Battleground Championship Wrestling is none other than Adam Helms. Adam Helms, how are you this evening?
Adam. I'm doing good. It looks like you're scraping the bottom of the barrel for interviews tonight, I see.
Here's the thing, brother. He's mad at you. He's mad at me. He's mad at the world. He thinks we owe him something in this business. Unfortunately, we don't owe him a damn thing. So we're going to hear what he has to say in a minute. So let me get through this to the smug, arrogant POS that he is. And I say that nicely and with all loving intent. I want to introduce Chad Douglas. How are you tonight, sir?
I'm. You know, it started off good, and then I just heard a bunch of chitter chatter from a bunch of old nobodies, and it just kind of killed my mood a little bit. But I believe you're saying my name wrong as well, by the way. It's the Chad Douglas. Get it right. Thank you.
Oh my God! Here we go. I knew this was going to be bad from the word go. Oh, anyway. So glad everybody's here and on. Hopefully there'll be some more callers so we can drown this fool out. But anyway, since we all know how, what, when, and where you started, which would be with Battleground Championship Wrestling, and you decided to do your own thing, for the listeners and for the people online, tell us about your very, very short two-year history in the business. Thank you very much.
Very, very short, something you're very used to hearing. It's been a wild, crazy 2 years. It casually enough started with just wearing a Bullet Club shirt in a CC's Pizza, and it's led me to where I am today, led me to the path of becoming the brightest star to come out of this state and to come out of this country ever.
I will just say, like a star full of gas.
Quiet down, Peanut Gallery. Nobody wants to hear you tonight. You're not getting interviewed.
Continue, sir.
Thank you. I thankfully was blessed to be around people with knowledge. I will give you that. And people who were able to show me where and what I need to be. I've been able to go to shows all across the Low Country, been able to go to shows in North Carolina, working towards potentially working up in here in Florida soon, maybe entering into Georgia. Book me anytime. All my description and everything you need will be in the details. Just let me know. But it's been my dream. I've been able to live my dream I've ever wanted since I was 8, and it has been and was going to be the best thing I've ever done for myself.
But my other question is, since some of these, like Malcolm Wildman doesn't know, and Mr. Saxon doesn't know, and Dr. John doesn't know, but Adam knows and I know because he was a front row seat. I was just watching. Is it true that you wrestled the CEO of Battleground Championship Wrestling and he tased you in that match?
Thanks for bringing up old scars. Don't really like to talk about that one.
What are friends for, brother?
I will say, yes, I was tased by the CEO of a company I hired for, which is definitely some form of harassment, but that's none of my business.
Oh, Lord. Oh, and prior to your match, were you not brutally beaten in the parking lot of the venue?
I think you're overdoing it a little bit. I was blindsided.
Guarantee he'll never stop me again.
Hey, all right. How about you quiet down before I give you something to talk about? Thank you. He was very cowardly and attacked me from behind in the parking lot when I went to go have a civil conversation like men do. But you know what they say, boys fight and men talk.
Lord have mercy. Okay. So my question is this now. Okay, so we got all that out of the way. Where do you see, it's hard for me to say this, the Chad Douglas in the next, say, you're not welcome, 2 years from now? What do you see in a two-year period?
What do I see in a two-year period? I have personal goals. I'd really like to work on the West Coast, and I'd really like to work up on the East Coast. I'd really like to work in New Jersey, New York. California is a really big spot, and especially Chicago. Chicago is my main place where I want to be and where I want to focus and hone my craft, because South Carolina is not really cutting it, I will say, but I feel like Chicago
Wait a minute.
Not on the West Coast. I just thought I'd mention that.
Yeah. thank you, Todd. And I'd also like to say, so in other words, you're running from the Carolinas to go to Chicago where they're soft, because you can't hack it down here because you get beat up on a regular, is what you're saying.
I really think you like to twist words. I really think you like to try to attack every word. No, this is my time. This is my turn to talk. You're asking the questions. I'm giving the answers. First off, I'm not running from anybody. If anything, people are running from the pure talent and ability that I am bringing. And they're running from me. In case you noticed, let's not talk about how after a very great showing where, sadly, I will say I suffered a defeat because of a taser, not because of any ability of his own.
Hey, you get that wedgie out yet?
Oh.
I'm sorry,
brother. Forgot about that. Classic.
Did you get that bruise off your back? All right. If you really want to talk about marks left, how about I ask how you boys are after I smashed them with the kendo stick?
Ooh,
he's looking like Brendan in this whole world right here.
So,
I'm not running from anybody. To answer your question, I'm not running from anybody.
I've wrestled across this country in more states than you can count because, by the way, there are 50 states, by the way. So I've wrestled in more than you can think of, and I've wrestled people on the East Coast, the West Coast, the Midwest, Central. I've been it. I've done it. You know what? There's nothing like a Carolina guy in the ring, okay? Because Carolina guys don't put up with crap like you, okay? Because we take you out. So you go run to Chicago and go play with the little boys and leave the men down here, okay? Thank you very much.
Ooh. How about you run back to the retirement home of yours? How about you run back to retirement?
Oh, Lord.
How about you run back to retirement? That's where you belong. Appreciate everything you set up for us, but it's your time to go.
All right. Anyway, I'm gonna give this over to the CEO of Battleground Championship Wrestling. Do you have anything to say to your employee? A question? Ask him anything or a statement, please.
Oh, please, please. I would love.
You asked him what his 2-year future would be. Still on a ring crew, still being a referee, trying to play wrestler.
Damn.
He thinks just because he stepped in the ring one time that he's the greatest thing walking to the day he steps in the ring with a real world champion and hang with him like I did, or get knocked out by a Hall of Famer like I did. He can call himself a little piece of the history of professional wrestling. Why didn't he go to Florida? Because he can't make it in Florida. He has to spend the money, the $15-$20 I give him for the gas to get to the event, because he can't make it anywhere else. See, even my dog agrees with that.
Thank you. Absolutely.
Is it my turn now?
I guess. If we must, right. Go for it.
All right. Well, if we want to talk about anything, let's talk about how, first off, I can say I have never seen, from just being in the ring with Adam Helms, I can tell you, for one, I've never been hit lighter by anybody in my entire life. You hit like my great grandmother. She is almost 100. So,
holy crap.
If you want to say anything, the thing I should say to you is hit like a man. Hit hard. Put some effort into your work other than just bringing out weapons and a taser. If you want me to be a little piece of
professional, leave your Peter Pan tights at the house next time. Get real gear. Okay,
all right.
You're gonna jump at me. You're gonna step into my ring, my four corners, my square circle. You're going to a taser that you brought because you're a chicken shit heel. You brought the taser, you chicken shit.
Oh, look at you using you. Oh, you're using.
All right. All right.
Cool.
Everybody,
settle
down.
Hey now,
settle down. I should have put a disclaimer on this show before it started.
Disrespectful. That's what you want. You want me to get disrespectful? I can, because I don't tolerate that shit. So keep trying.
Anyway.
If you really want to see, hold on, no. Let me finish. If you really, really want to keep talking all this shit and think you are so high and mighty, when the only thing you've done is gotten your ass beat 3 times and only beat me because of weapons and the taser, how about we? I want to run this back more than anything, because I know, first off, I'm a better competitor, athlete, and I'm hungrier than you. I mean, you might be hungrier. I mean, look at your stomach, but that's beside the point. You want to talk about my gear, how about you tuck your muffin top into your $10 thrift store jeans you bought, first off?
Oh.
Thank you very much. You want me to hang with the world champion? How about you give me the freaking opportunity to get back in the damn ring? Give me that. Let me show you the greatness of Chad Douglas. Even though I didn't show it to you enough firsthand, I can show it to you in the back of my hand one more time. If you really want to do it, we can do it. Witness doesn't have to be in the ring. Send me a location.
This is the perfect time for a commercial break or something. We don't have those on here, unfortunately.
You think?
Yes, we do. We've got commercial breaks, and the first one is
May the 15th, noon, the Carolina Wrestling Hall of Fame at the Holy City Brewing Company in North Charleston. It's going to be a blast featuring great wrestlers to be inducted, such as Susan Green, Tony Rose, Papa Stro Maestro, Tommy Rich, L.A. Tank,
yes.
Crazy Train, and the amazing Velvet, believe it or not. Everybody is going to be there. It's going to be a blast. So don't miss that one. Saturday, May the 15th, noon to 5 is the expo, and then 5:30 until is the induction to the Hall of Fame. We'll have one in the fall, so don't miss it. And there you go. Back to
thank
the
you, sir.
Pro wrestling interview.
All right.
Yeah, Papa Stro.
Dr. John, thank you so much.
You are welcome.
And this segment has been brought to you by Tux Pads to take away that burning, itching, and pain.
Todd, spot on, brother. Thank you, sir. Oh, my goodness. Oh. All right. So. Since we got out of control a little bit and everybody's had a chance to settle down a little bit.
You think?
So, Mr. Helms, I understand. Sir, calm down. We haven't asked you another question yet. Mr. Helms, I understand that the horizon may be opening up soon and that Battleground Championship Wrestling will, in fact, relaunch COVID, hopefully, very soon, and I understand it's going to be also at Holy City Brewing Company, but I understand there's no date, but I understand that there may be some surprises, there may not be, I mean, we don't know yet. Who are some of the great people that we normally have on the show there? You know, do we have anybody that, you know, who are our champions, number one?
Our champions right now, returning, will be Papa Stro as the BCW Heavyweight Champion. We also have the Palmetto State Heavyweight Champion in Kid Riot. And our tag team champions is one half the Amazing Velvet and the other one, Lazarus Black.
Right.
But I've been working the phones and getting in new talent. And if Mr. Chad Douglas, I will give him a little respect if he wants to step back in the ring. I have plenty of talent to teach him the art of professional wrestling. I will give him that opportunity.
Oh, finally. Finally you want to give me the opportunity. Took you long enough.
Can I ask a fair question, sir? Mr. Helms. Mr. Helms.
One.
Oh, good.
You
want to
wage war inside Battleground Championship Wrestling? You don't go to war unless you meet a tank.
Woo! Good Lord. Please don't tell me. Don't tell me you're giving him L.A. Tank. Oh, Lord have mercy. So, oh, sir. I'm sorry. I will dance at your funeral, sir.
Well, now, your new announcer is going to love getting some of that one.
I can see L.A. Tank licking his lips, licking his chops, because after Mr. Chad Douglas laid out the ring, L.A. Tank came to me and said, "Boss, all you need is to give me the word, and I'll light that chest up."
That's right, son.
Something you can't do is light a chest up, but that's one again, none of my business.
Oh, good Lord. Oh, Lord have mercy. Anyway, being that may happen or may not happen. Hopefully it does, because I'd like to see that, because that's one of my guys that I manage. So you haven't come to me with that yet. So, you know, I will make sure that we get that in writing, you know, and make sure that Mr. Chad Douglas actually signs it this time. So you know. Anyway.
I'll sign it. I'll sign a contract.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
Put me against whoever. Hold on.
All right.
Look, can I say my piece? Can I say my piece?
Yeah, go ahead. Absolutely. By all means. Go for
Thank
it.
Thank you. The thing is, you think you're trying to scare me by throwing me against somebody bigger and stronger and with more experience than me. And I'll give respect. I'll give my respect to Tank. He's got all that more than me. And he's a tank. There's no better word to describe him. But I'm not going to back down from that challenge. I'm not going to back down from somebody just because he looks like he can beat the hell out of me, or he has beaten the hell out of other people. I'm not afraid of that. So you want to put me against him? You can put me against the man who almost tried to break my neck. You can put me against Big Game James. I'm not afraid of anybody. Put me against Stro. You think he's going to give me an ass whooping, and I'll give him a fight for his life. Put me against whoever you want, Helms. You name it, I'm there. Give me you. I don't care. I'll beat your ass.
All right. We're only 20 minutes into this fiasco, ladies and gentlemen. And I hope people around the world will listen to this. Yeah. We might need about 15 more. But anyway, thank you, Dr. John.
I got him.
Thank you, sir.
I'm lining up preparation H for the next spot.
Okay. Lord have mercy. You might want to find some Nuprin, too. Anyway. All right. So, to get this straight, you wanted to be on this program so bad, but yet all you're doing is arguing. You haven't proved any point other than you want to run to Chicago, run to Florida, run away from the Carolinas, because you can't hack it here. So what really do you want to accomplish in this business?
What do I want to accomplish?
Please tell us what you want to accomplish.
What I want to accomplish? Well, first off, I want to be the face that leads this company, because we need somebody to push us into this new age, and that's going to be me. I'm going to work my ass off to get there, I'll tell you that, first off. Second off, if you want my real goal, my biggest goal, my whole reason for going into professional wrestling, I want to be the best American to ever take over Japan. I want to be the top gaijin ever. That's my end goal. That's where I want to be. That's where I see myself. I can get into that, everything over there. I can get into the style, the language, you name it. I can learn it. I can conquer it, and I can make it my own. I can do all that anywhere. I'm not running to Florida. I'm speaking. Okay.
I take it that's a
anyway.
No.
Anyway, after that random introduction from nobody. Once again, after everybody constantly trying to drown me out and not let me speak and attack me for presenting my answers, keep your moaning in the retirement home. Be quiet for a second. I'm gonna be the top guy. I keep telling you guys that, and nobody even shakes the head or thinks or even everyone just laughs at it. Nobody wants Chad Douglas to be the top guy. Nobody wants Chad Douglas to be this amazing superstar that I'm going to be. No, nobody wants Chad Douglas. And you know what? I don't want anybody. I don't need anybody. I don't need anybody to support me. I don't need anybody to be there for me, because I'm just going to kick ass everywhere I go. You're basing me off of one performance.
Let's see.
Go ahead.
We got
speak your piece.
Oh, first of all, nobody wanted the Miz, but look what happened to him. By the way, we got area code 803-307. Who's this calling in?
This Sinister.
Oh,
right, Sinister.
Yes.
Good.
Sinister.
Now,
we're so glad you're back.
You want to talk? Yes, and you want to trap Chad Douglas? Talk it to this guy.
Talk
it to
somebody
minister.
I've never heard of.
Sinister.
You don't want any of Sinister. Trust me.
Sinister doesn't want any of me, but all right, say what you want to say.
Hey, what,
Sinister.
Okay, what's this all about?
Go ahead. This clown here, his name is Chad Douglas. He works
Thank
for
you.
Battleground Championship Wrestling out of Charleston, South Carolina. He's only been in the business 2 years, and he thinks he's going to take the wrestling business by storm. He thinks he's all that in a bag of chips. He called me retired. He called
you are.
Adam
That's
Helms a lowlife. Oh, my God. Anyway, so he thinks
Did
he's
he
all that in a bag of chips. Somebody needs to teach this guy a lesson. You would be the perfect person to teach him a lesson, Sinister.
Oh, boy, I tell you. You know, what's this guy's name again?
Man, you got it.
Chad, it doesn't matter what his name is. Oh, my God, go ahead. It doesn't matter.
No, Velvet, you got to say it like this. It doesn't matter what his name is.
But go ahead, Sinister. It's Chad Douglas. So
whatever. The Chad Douglas. Get it right.
Oh my God.
Thank
okay.
you.
All right. The Chad Douglas. All right. So you've been in the business 2 years. And you are I mean, is this a shoot? Are you serious?
No, he's only been in the business 2 years.
2 years. And,
two
and,
years.
And
he's...
Dude, I mean, and he's trying to shoot on people?
With his mouth, that's about it, because he don't know how to do nothing else.
I don't give a damn. I can shoot on anybody. I got a lot of receipts to run, too. So,
Lord,
I get the receipts.
You mean a fistful cheek?
I'm enjoying listening to him just dig his grave.
He's digging his grave, and I love it. All right, hang everybody. All right, I got something. You know what? I've had enough. Here we're gonna do. Here's what we're gonna do. Okay, D. Chad Douglas, you listen to me, okay, young man. I tell you what. I don't care if it's in Australia, Japan, New Zealand, North Carolina, Georgia, Florida, Wisconsin. I don't care. You think you all out in a bag of chips and you call me retired. Son, I am 33 years older than you are. That's 33 years of more wisdom that you'll ever have in your entire freaking life. Okay? So this is what we're going to do. We're going to have you and I, okay? I will put whatever I have left on the line in a tables, ladders, and chair match against you, okay? What you get out of
that
win,
what you want?
You, with you, if you win, you listen, I'm speaking. If you win, you get to have a title match of your choice with whomever in 1 year's time at Battleground Championship Wrestling at your discretion. If I lose, I will be relegated to the ring crew, to sweeping up, to cleaning up, and to only doing commentating. I will no longer be able to manage my guys, and I will never step foot in the ring again. That's if you can beat this old, retired, fat nobody that you're calling.
No.
You better get. You better eat your Wheaties, young man.
Is that all they feed you at the retirement home? But anyway, let me ask you. Are you sure? Is that what you want to wager? Is that what you want to put again on the line?
Okay. Let me let somebody answer this for me. Sinister, answer that for me, please.
Yes, this man is very serious. And here's what I want to say. Hey, Chad, why are you trying to disrespect this man anyway?
He's disrespecting me. Have you been on the line? Have you been listening? How about you open your ears and listen to the bullshit being thrown my way? All my words are being turned, and they're trying to turn everything against me and make me sound like this absolute ass. The only thing I am absolutely...
You are an absolute ass. It's absolute.
All right, yeah, but once again, sit your ass down before you end up in a wheelchair.
Yo, man.
I'm trying to protect you. That's why I'm asking, are you sure? Is this something you want to do? I don't want to hurt you. I don't want to put you out. I don't want to be the person that puts you out, but I'll sure as hell will.
Wait, John, I'm ready for another commercial. Just let me know.
Hang on. Let Sinister answer this question real quick. Let Sinister speak, please. You had your chance. Shut your pie hole.
Hey, Chad, look. You've been in the business 2 years. All right. Now, most of us been in the business like 18, 20 years. Now, I know the power plant's long gone, but, dude, in the power plant, if they heard you talk like this, they would blow your knees out. You would get put out the first year, and you want to challenge this man? This man been in the business for a while. He knows some tricks that you don't know. Why you want to fight this man? I mean, come on. This is supposed to be a business. You trying to turn this into some kind of mixed martial arts shoot fight, which is not.
Did you not listen to anything he said? Call it a mixed martial. He just had a TLC match. Once again, listen, Sinister, before you speak. You sound uneducated.
No, you asked me a question.
I'm answering this question. Excuse me.
All right.
No. If you want me to answer this question for you, then stop talking for a second so I can answer the damn question.
I'll tell you what. No, don't worry about the question. I'll tell you what, Dave, I'll take your spot. Because, see, Sister Scott, I want to talk all this crap, disrespecting everybody on here. Let me take the spot there. And it don't have to be a TLC match. We just go straight shoot, man.
We can straight shoot.
I don't think that's what you want. I really don't think that's what you want. I don't even know anything about you, and I can tell you that's what you don't want.
He's got all this experience. Use your head and think.
All right, everybody, chill.
All right, now, Dave,
you said this guy's been wrestling for 2 years, right? I've been food fighting for 16 years plus 12 years of wrestling. And he talking about, you want to fight me?
Oh, dude, he doesn't know how many black belts you hold and what either. So, in other words, he just opened something he shouldn't open, number one. Number two, you know what? It's all good. We're going to go to a quick commercial break. Dr. John, hit it.
Okay. Quick commercial break. South Carolina Lizard Man Festival will be at Dirty Don's Oyster Bar on the first Saturday in June, North Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, featuring great guests like the Amazing Velvet and Carolina Ring of Fame members, the Amazing Velvet and Susan Green. It's gonna be a blast. Dirty Don's Oyster Bar, beautiful location in downtown North Myrtle Beach, the first Saturday in June. So don't miss it. South Carolina Lizard Man Festival. There's nothing else better except maybe a good beer. Okay, back to the show.
And all we can say about that place, the Oyster Bar, is shucks. I had a shell of a good time.
All right.
That's funny. All right.
Now. Okay, back to
you. All right. So Dr. John,
yes,
you
sir.
Had said that you wanted this young man to come onto the show, and we respectfully brought him on here. So
don't blame
do
this
you
crap
have
on
any...
me. Don't blame this crap on me.
I was just
don't you do
it. Y'all disrespect
you, you, take, you take
hey,
everything
hey,
back
hey.
You're getting ready to say. What?
Okay. Well, do you have
I have a
question or comment?
Question to ask Chad.
Okay, go for it.
Well,
don't you agree that was
the best deflection of the whole night? Okay.
Yes, it was.
Go ask Chad. Okay,
Mr. Douglas.
By Dr. John.
you prize yourself by saying you want to go to Japan.
and in your mind, and you want to be the greatest Godzilla that came out of Japan.
Who
do
you? First of all,
you
have to have talent to go to Japan. And you have to know somebody and not your neighbor next door that, you know, thinks he knows Japanese.
We all have dreams. He dreams to be in Japan. You have been sent to Japan. Who do you want to go toe-to-toe with?
Who do I want to go toe-to-toe with?
But
we are talking in general, or are we talking, in general, or are we talking everywhere?
Everywhere.
No,
in Japan. In Japan.
In Japan? Who do I want to take out of Japan right now?
Kobayashi.
No, I would love to fight. I would love to wrestle Tanahashi. There's so many people. I would love to wrestle Jeff Cobb. I would love to wrestle El Desperado. I would love to wrestle Roppongi 3K in a tag team match. I'd love to wrestle the Young Lions. I'd love to wrestle anybody. Anybody over there. This is what I love. It doesn't matter who you throw me in the ring with. It doesn't matter who you throw me in front of me, any challenge you throw me, any disrespect you throw me. I don't care because this is what I love, and this is what I'm going to do. I didn't put everything in my life on hold to not do this. I didn't put everything on hold to half-ass and bullshit this. I put everything on hold, didn't give a damn about anything other than my wrestling career. This is what I care about. This is what I love. So it doesn't matter. Anybody. Throw me in at anybody. Throw me in against the janitor. Throw me in against any referee. I don't care. I just want to wrestle. That's what I want to do.
You're going to wrestle yourself as a referee? That's pretty funny.
Wrestle you in a retirement home, old man.
Hey, I laid it out there. All right. I laid it out there. So I want any promoter that listens to the show across the world, the globe, anywhere, please book the match I asked for. Please. Please.
Why not? Why not a home field advantage for you both?
I don't want a home field advantage. I want it on somebody else's show. I want it on somebody else's show that we don't have to sanction it for what I'm going to do to the Chad Douglas.
Oh, you want it unsanctioned? Oh, you. Listen, Velvet, listen.
I don't want it sanctioned by Battleground Championship Wrestling, buddy. How about you listen to the answer?
That's all you got? That's your one line?
No, you didn't listen to the
let
answer.
Me respond
to that. You're yelling at everybody else.
Yeah. You want an answer from me? If I want you in a TLC match? Yeah. Book it anywhere. Put it anywhere. Promoters, anywhere. Anybody listening. Book this match. Book me against this man. I will win. I will end his career. I will take him into retirement. It will usher him into his new step of his life. I will be that person to do it.
You got to be freaking kidding me, man. Come
on. 2 years.
Sinister. Do me a favor, Sinister. Look at your – I sent you a couple messages. Go look at your messages before you answer that question, okay? Thank you. Yeah, do that for me. So, okay, getting back to a little bit of norm, hopefully. So we have the biggest guys in professional wrestling that wrestle on pretty much anybody's promotion worldwide on TV, whatever, in Big Game James, LA Tank, Big Hoss. Just those three names alone are bigger than anybody's got. Okay? And then we throw in Papa Stro, who's the heavyweight champion. You couldn't hold or lace any of their boots. Okay? So what do you think it means just because Velvet is Velvet that you think you can run roughshod over Velvet? I don't see that happening. I bet if we called Vegas right now, it'd be 100 to 1 odds that you would win.
Put me at whatever odds you want. It doesn't matter because I'm still going to walk out the winner. That's the thing you're not getting. That's the thing you're not paying attention to. You're not listening to the things I say. Nobody listens. Anytime I speak, nobody listens. You just try to twist it into something for your own enjoyment. They get to put whatever the odds they want. The odds are I'm going to kick your ass. That's the odds.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Respectfully, of course.
So,
since everyone thinks I'm being disrespectful, respectfully, I will kick your ass. Is that better?
Okay.
Is that better
okay.
for you, Sinister? Okay.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see.
Notice,
all right.
Notice how he's quiet now.
Oh, he's quiet because you know what? He doesn't need to. He doesn't need to fall into your candor because you know what? I'm gonna steal a word from the almighty Chris Jericho. You are an ass clown. Thank you very much. So anyway,
Sinister,
go ahead,
Brian,
please,
Piper,
Malcolm.
He's most dangerous when he's quiet.
All right, listen, I've been in the ring with Sinister. And Sinister is all that in a bag of chips. I hate to tell any of y'all. If I had to get back in the ring with Sinister, if it had to happen, I would do it. But I don't recommend it. I truly don't. I'm professional, and so is he. But you know what? There's just some things you can't teach. Okay, young man. There's some things you just cannot teach. It's called intangible things. That's what Sinister has. He has the intangible things that just, you know, separate him from everybody else. I have some of those. I don't have all of them. This man is all that in a bag of chips. So if I were you, I'd stick to Velvet and Mr. Helms. And maybe the guy who takes out the garbage at Battleground Championship Wrestling, because that's about all you're worth to wrestle at this point. Even if you get the chance to wrestle because, you know, you did lose your match to the boss, that means you remain a referee. So if he decides to give you a match, you should be thankful and respectful.
If he wants to make money, he'll give me a match.
Oh, yeah, okay.
See, the thing is,
if you pay attention to that,
I book things
well.
And make money. You don't make
okay.
money.
Okay, Adam. Okay, Helms. Let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a serious question. During that match and rewatching the match, whose name was chanted? Who had people clapping for him? Who had the biggest crowd reaction of the night, other than our world champion? Who has the most?
You brought your family. Of course they're going to yell.
I'm sorry. Listen, you can only pay attention to my family. Look around the rest of the ring. Everybody else is cheering, too. I noticed nobody came up to you to ask for an autograph after the show, but I'm sure
you
want to
be liked by them. I don't care being liked. I care about making money. And
you didn't make any money. I brought those people. I brought those fans. I brought the money in. That's what I am.
Hold on. You brought money in. You brought people to a free show, you idiot. They didn't pay for a freaking ticket. So how'd you bring money in?
I put you on TV. The reason you were on TV is because of me.
And it's me kicking your ass in the video,
so true.
But okay. But it's also me kicking your ass with the video.
It doesn't matter.
That
how
is a fact.
You can't
say anything about that. That was a fact.
It is a fact.
That's something
you
haven't done in a while
TV.
Either, has it?
Oh, Lord have mercy. Yeah. We are just off
to your next
running.
Question. I'm not talking
next
about this
question.
Go on to your next question.
Todd, do you have anything to mutter to this, whatever this is called tonight?
Oh, just a couple things. I reached out to Chicago, as a matter of fact.
Very well.
My mate up there is busy. We all know him. He's busy, so he, you know, just to be fair to him. But yeah,
right.
Here's the thing, Chad. Let me throw this out there. One of my interruptions while you were talking about going to Japan, I asked you a simple question in Japanese. You were the one that said you wanted, you know, the language. I assumed you had started at least with some of the basics. Now, me myself, I spent 6.5 years in out of Japan. That's just me. Maybe not wrestling, but I lived there for a fairly long time.
Military?
So, but no, I actually, that was an honest open shot to give you a chance to strut your stuff.
So here again, he's too busy yelling at us.
That if you really want to do some of this stuff, listen to some of the old men on the show, because they're just trying to tell you things. You got to quit being a friggin' alligator. You know, an alligator opens their mouth, they close their damn eyes. Well, in this case, shut the mouth, open the eyes, and open the ears. Listen and comprehend. You can learn a lot that way.
Amen.
And it's good. And it's good to have the character, heel, face, otherwise it don't matter. Take the bloody time to learn. It's one thing to say confidence and arrogance are decidedly different things. Whether you want to call it narcissism or trying to remember the older psychology reference that they use for it. That's being egocentric is it's one thing when in use for a character, but if that's day in, day out, mate, good luck. I'm just going to tell you, honestly, good luck. I'm wishing you no ill will, none of those things. I'm just telling you, good luck, because you're going to learn everything the hard way, and I bloody well learned enough stuff the hard way. So take the time to learn the lessons. Learn them well, and try not to learn them all at your own expense. That's all I got.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, Professor Wrestling has joined us. Steve, how are you doing?
Hey,
I'm doing
Professor
right.
Steve, what's up, buddy?
Have you
been? I don't know how long you've been listening, but we got an arrogant SOB on the line named of D. Chad Douglas.
Disrespectful.
Who
once again, disrespectful.
Has only been in the business 2 years, but he wants to go to Japan. And respectfully, I said, you have to have talent in order to go to Japan. Plus, you have to know somebody who can get you in Japan. And you know absolutely zero. Professor Steve, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing all right. Yeah, I've been enjoying this banter on the episode. I did want to ask, Chad, do you think everyone is against you partially because you're a millennial?
Not a millennial. Not a millennial in the slightest.
Oh.
Not a millennial. Appreciate that, though. I do feel there is – no. That is not relevant to anything. Listen, I will answer your question. I do feel like there is some kind of stank around me, some kind of unseen force that people don't just want to be around and people don't think have any talent or have this or that or the other. And I do. I have all these things, but nobody wants to give me the time of day, or if they do, all they want to do is disrespect me for no reason, like Velvet. But I,
dude,
were you addressed? Why are you talking? You weren't addressed. Anyway. There are some people. There are some people who talk to me and give me the ounce of respect. That's all I ask. I appreciate you telling me everything about Japan. I appreciate you telling me all that, sir. Thank you. I mean, no disrespect. I totally forgot your name. I'm horrible with names. But thank
Professor
you for
Steve.
Talking to me respectfully. Steve, thank you for you and the other gentleman for both y'all talking to me respectfully, which is all I ask is just some respect. Velvet, you should listen to that, because that's all I try to be is respectful until somebody disrespects me. But no, I do feel like there's something about me. I don't know what it is. I'm hardworking. I do anything and everything that's asked of me. what it is, set up the ring, sweep it up, go fetch someone a water, go grab a bag, do this, do that, go grab an extra rope from Walmart. I'll go get whatever you need. I'll do whatever you need. But I just feel like there's something I can't shake. Maybe it's an intangible. Maybe it's something I have that I can't tell about, or I don't know.
Maybe it's impatience.
Well, I have a question.
I have an answer.
Someone's got to have an answer.
I have a question here to Adam. Adam, so he's talking about he'd do all these things, right?
Right.
Didn't he come to a show late as the referee? Didn't he leave early and didn't tear the ring down because he's on the ring crew? Didn't you fine him for that? Didn't he get in trouble for that? And yet he's talking about he'll go do these things?
One instance in 2 years. You going to bring that up?
Does it matter?
Do you want to deep dive into it? Do you want to go behind every reason for why I actually said that? Because I can't. I remember that day clearly. You want me to go down it, I can't. But if you want to think that I did something wrong,
man. That is totally on you for bailing on your duties. That's why you got fined. That's why you're still a referee.
Say what you want. Say what you want.
Well, that's why you're still a referee.
But at one time, Mr. Douglas was my very close confidant and assistant, and he just didn't want to wait for his time. We brought him into, I hate to use the phrase, inner circle. We brought him into our close-knit family, and he needed to be taught a lesson. That's why he got jumped in a parking lot. That's why he decided to show up to our show, a show for you, Velvet, a show for you. And what a sign of disrespect that he showed up and just wanted to jump on the card. He wanted to incite me. He wanted to get me riled up where I made decisions that wasn't smart on a businessman like myself.
So you're mad at me for your own decisions? Okay. And to use a word of Chris Jericho's.
We're waiting.
You literally just contradicted yourself in that one sentence. Hypocrite was the word.
But we didn't hear it because you went blank there for a second. But okay.
Hypocrite.
So.
He was, to use a word of Chris Jericho's.
So you didn't bully your way onto the show and incite a fight with Mr. Helms, is what you're saying.
No, I think you did.
He
didn't have to make the match. That was all his call. He did all that. So if you're going to get mad at me for somebody else's decisions and try to blame me for that, I didn't tell him to make the match. I didn't tell him, hey, you need to do this right now, and that's what I say, and you have to do it. That was all his own decision. Yeah, I told him make the match because I want to beat his ass. Because he did me wrong. And you want to talk about, I tried to jump onto the card? They all tried to put me on the card multiple times. And you know what you did? That rug, that beautiful rug, you just ripped it right out from underneath my feet. And I sat there and took it the first three times. Yeah, no problem. That's fine. I understand. I'm still new. There's other guys, more talent that needs to be booked. I completely understand. If this puts on a better show, better product for our fans, I'm fine with that. I'm fine with making our fans happy if I'm not on the show. But I did get on the show. I did get on the show. It wasn't my decision. I didn't make the match.
And that,
put that on me.
Is smart of you. I will give you your credit. That was smart. But at the same time, your smart decision ended up being stupid. You brought that taser. And I used it on you. So don't go blaming that the only reason I beat you is because I tased you. You would have did the exact same thing to me.
That was my
taser bringing the kendo stick.
You tried to call some goons on me. I'm not risking that. I got no one to protect me. I got to protect myself. I was going to use that on you because I knew I could beat your ass with my hand. I didn't care. I used the kendo stick. I swung it like a man, unlike you.
But you wow. came.
Laughs from the peanut gallery. Laughs from the peanut gallery.
Scared.
ECW. ECW.
One more time. Say that again. I was
yeah, you don't want no ECW.
More like WCW with this taser.
No,
right?
Hold on. No. Helms, repeat
exactly.
yourself. Say what you said.
What, that you came scared? That you had to come with your own taser? And I said,
yeah,
I said I brought the kendo sticks to it, and I paid the price for bringing the kendo sticks. But remember this. I didn't need help getting out of the ring. You did. And the greatest pleasure that I got out of that is watching you fall in front of your family and friends. I enjoyed that. And then I still made your ass go to work.
I did a damn good job of it. I'm a good damn worker. You can't tell me I'm not. You can't
oh,
tell
you
me,
are a
you
great referee. I never said you wasn't a great referee.
Danny Davis was a good
well,
referee.
Want, hold up. So, Mr. Helms brought up a couple things that I'd also like to mention. Let's take a little deep dive into it. He brought me into this inner circle, this sacred three. You watch all these shows and you say, oh, Adam's the booker. Adam puts the shows together. Adam does this. Adam does that. Adam runs around on show day doing X, Y, Z, whatever. But I'm the one who came up with, hey, I think we should put these two together. I think these guys should go together. Here's why I think we should do this. And all my ideas were taken. All my ideas were used. Was I credited for them? Did I say anything? No, because you don't want to know why? You want to know why? Because I made our fans happy, which is something you should give a damn about, Adam. If you want to keep this company afloat and you want to keep trying to be this best booker, then we need to keep our fans happy. And you know what makes our fans happy? Watching Chad ring. Not in a referee shirt. No. Everybody likes watching Chad Douglas wrestle in the ring. That's how you keep trying
you
to
will get your chance again. You will get
yeah,
your
right.
chance again.
I'm going to go out on a limb here, and I'm going to drive and go visit Sinister, and I'm going to
yeah.
Sinister I'm going to come drive up to and see Sinister, and he and I going to have a little chat, and then I'm going to take him over to the doctor. He's going to get his physical. He's going to get his license for the state of South Carolina. He's going to be booked at the Holy City Brewing Show whenever it happens. And, Chad, by all means, please show up. Just please show up. That's all I'm asking. Be there.
I'll be the first one there.
Don't say you had to go to work or your mommy fell down and hurt herself or your dad flew into town all of a sudden or your roommate stubbed his toe on the cat dish or whatever.
Hey,
don't want to hear it.
Don't mention my family. I don't give a damn. Don't mention my family. That's the one thing. You do not mention my family.
I don't think, just for the record, context-wise, he was messing with the family. I think he was just saying don't use them as an excuse. Although if something real happened, I think everybody would be on board, dude, and hopefully something does.
Yeah.
But I don't think he – I don't think it was
the voice of
your
reason.
Mama so fat
the
joke.
Voice of reason.
I don't think it was your mama so fat joke. So, yeah, don't go there.
Oh, good Lord.
Gave you way too much credit for being successful.
Okay, here's the thing. If your cat suddenly gets a fur ball stuck in her throat and you got to stay home, I will totally understand respectfully. Okay? Respectfully. Will you do the same, Adam? Will you do... Will you do the same thing, Adam? Respectfully. Oh, did Adam disappear?
I see you're already stealing my words. Like my catchphrases. You guys just can't get enough of them. It's crazy. Sorry, literally in an hour.
No. I'm still here. I will respect that because I run a successful business. I will respect his decision if his sweet mama does get sick and he has to take care of her, because that's a good son.
Bingo.
Probably the only thing he's good for is being a good son, but, you know.
Okay. So
I would say you do the best thing you're good at is being a good husband, but we all know how that ended.
Oh, yikes.
I told you, don't disrespect me. I'll cross the line.
There's a little difference with that young man. There's a little difference with that.
Oh, he's mad.
You want to pull my divorce out. You want to pull my divorce
out.
But that's the thing. I didn't. See, you want everything now. You won't understand what success is unless you've seen success. You don't want success. You want everything now. You want everything given to you, just like every child wants everything. They want everything now.
See,
you're not
success?
Willing to fight.
I haven't
my
seen
divorce,
success.
I fought for. I fought to keep it. And sometimes you have to fight to go down in flames. And you know what? The last time we met, you fought, but you went down not in flames, but with voltage going through your body.
No, because I haven't seen success. I haven't seen any of that. What's the first thing you asked me when I joined this company and I said I want to be a wrestler? You told me that I need to lose weight because I was heavy. I was heavy and I was out of shape. So you know what I did? I lost 181 pounds to show that this is what I wanted to do, and I was serious about this. So I haven't seen success. I fucking look down and I see success. I look in the mirror and I see success. I am the physical embodiment of my own success. So don't you dare question that. Don't question that. Don't question my drive. Don't question anything. Don't question me. I know what the fuck I'm doing. Pardon my language.
Hey, watch your language.
Pardon my language. Pardon my language. Well,
that's
the one.
I got
that's the one. It's still PG-13. We can keep the one. We can keep the one. We'll still stay PG-13. Apologies for the language. I will apologize for that.
Get the editing post.
Right? We'll get that edited out.
We'll edit that. We'll throw a duck sound over it or something.
Velvet?
Yes?
Can I say something about this?
Absolutely.
I think things are going to get a little sinister. For Chad Douglas,
Thank you, Macho Man. I think so, too. I agree with the Macho Man right there. Sinister, are you willing for me to come up and we take care of your paperwork and get you licensed for South Carolina so you can come down to Charleston and see this guy face-to-face?
Oh, absolutely. But make sure you have a Catholic priest, because after I finish, I'm going to have to repeat every more that I do that.
Hey, don't worry. I'll pay for his physical. Expedite the process. Get him.
Here's what I don't understand. You've been bragging about you've been in this business for 2 years. 2 years in this business is like graduating from kindergarten. And
the only thing you keep mentioning. You have anything else to say? Or are you just going to keep bringing up the same point?
Well, how about let the man talk, D. Chad Douglas? We had to make you listen to you, so listen to him.
Okay.
2 years?
I'll give him it.
2 years. I feel like I'm fighting a child. And you've been in this business 2 years. Well, I mean, what I'm going to have to bring to the ring some milk and cookies for you, too?
Oh.
No.
You might want to tell him to wear his his pull up to the ring.
There you go. You got to sound it out there, champ.
Pull up your huggies, little feller.
Keep it coming.
Yeah.
Keep it coming. I can take this all. It's all fuel for when I come back. All fuel.
Fuel, man.
So,
yeah, you're going to need that fuel. I promise.
We'll have a bucket of water.
You better get something yours before it runs out.
Oh,
boy. You want to get his paperwork and get him down here. I'll pay for his physical. Let's expedite this process. Get him down here quicker. I'd love to meet him face to face.
Well, you got it. So we'll put Tank back in his tag team match that we were discussing, and Sinister.
Oh, the one I set up.
You wanted to set it up, but guess what? Surprise, surprise! You opened your fat mouth, and so now Sinister's going to close it for all of us, because we're all going to be sitting at ringside with a beer and popcorn, watching you get decimated by this man.
Yeah.
Notice how he turned all this away from his prior challenge to me for a TLC match.
Oh no, TLC match cannot happen in South Carolina because of the law. So anywhere else can happen. That's why I said anywhere else on the globe, if you bothered to listen. But see, since you've only been in the business 2 years, you should understand that we can't do that in the state of South Carolina. So obviously you don't know that because you're not smart enough. That's why Mr. Saxon told you to pay attention to the elder people, because they know better and they know things that you do not know. Therefore, shut your mouth. Shut your mouth and listen, like he told you.
Stutter there, champ.
So, that's right. Call me champ, because I've had more titles than you'll ever have in your entire life in this business. So, Sinister.
Yeah.
Please continue with what you were so graciously trying to say, respectfully.
Yeah. And this thing about Japan. How in the world you think you're going to go to Japan off of 2 years? Dude, 2 years in this business, 2 years, and you expect to go to Japan and fight all these people? And let me ask you one question. Is you in a relation to Shane Douglas? I'm just kidding.
If we want to go back to the listening comment, if you want to keep going back to the listening and opening your ears, like I keep telling Sinister, I never said I wanted to go to Japan right now. My end goal is to be the best ever gaijin to ever enter Japan. I'm not saying I'm doing that right now. I'm not dumb enough to go to Japan right now. I don't have the life skills to survive in Japan right now. Once I get all this experience, all this training, all the things I need, Japan will be conquered. I will make it mine. I'm not saying now. You listen.
Emperor Douglas?
Emperor Douglas.
You got a nice ring to it.
Well, I don't know about your goals of getting to Japan, but if you want to get to Japan, I'd be happy to knock you there.
Ooh. That's a free ticket, baby.
I'll knock you back to the 60s where you were from, man.
The 60s.
That man ain't that old.
Come on, Japan, and get your ass franchised.
Sound like he's been through a soundbite.
Right? It's a Malcolm soundbite.
You know what?
But
yeah.
Well,
you know what, Dave,
there is New Japan Strong.
They have two dojos in the U.S. That's an entry point there.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna tell you what, Dave. Let me take a little break. I'm gonna go take me some aspirin. Cause this dude got my blood pressure up. I'll be right back. All right.
All right.
Can I be like Lance Storm? Hey, can I say something serious right
hold
now?
On. Well, I was going to go
hang
with
on.
Sirius and on the high blood pressure with Sinister. The following the Japanese theme, seriously, edamame is a great holistic snack item, sir.
It's so good. I do love edamame.
Well, he wasn't talking
to you.
But anyway.
Watch your BP, brother.
Yeah, man. Absolutely. Got to watch that. Especially when you're on the phone with 2-year-olds. I mean, 9-year-olds, whatever. Go ahead. Yes, sir, Malcolm.
Yeah, I want to give Chad some advice. Chad, I was in basic training, and one thing I sensed from your interview, you know, participation in this interview, you're hungry. You're hungry for better things in the wrestling business. But there's no substitute for experience. I was in communications. I had to learn. You have to learn before you can fly. So I just want to tell you that.
Well said, Malcolm.
I appreciate it.
Well
said. Thank you for being respectful. I appreciate that.
Oh, boy.
That's simple.
You know what? He's just mad because we beat you to the punch. That's all. Don't be mad because don't hate. Don't hate that we're better at verbalization and promos and being able to work
don't
in the
hate.
Ring.
You're
okay.
You've literally been hating on me for so long. You're literally a hater. Everybody in this call right now, other than probably Malcolm, he's a hater.
Because
you
of that, you know what?
All night long. Like
I'm not a hater.
This is fuel. Fuel for me, Velvet. Fuel for me, Sinister. Fuel for me, Helms. Fuel for me from everybody.
Yeah.
Keep trying to make me feel bad.
And
I'm just
going to
keep telling
you what. I'm not a hater. Okay. I just needed some laughs tonight.
Biggest thing is what you don't realize, and Todd can attest to this, Malcolm can attest to this, everybody here can attest to this but you. It's called an opportunity, and you don't leave the door open for a veteran to seize an opportunity. You running your mouth, only been in the business 2 years, is an absolute opportunity. Be respectful.
When opportunity knocks, you better answer the door.
Exactly.
That's what Todd was trying to tell you.
Yeah, well, you surely dropped it because you're whining and crying that we're picking on you like a little 12-year-old. Go call somebody. You pick it on me. Please.
Travis Tritt.
Grow a set.
You're acting more childish than me right now, but okay. We're acting childish.
Yeah.
Act your age. Go back to doing checkers in your retirement home. I don't know whatever people your age do. I don't know.
Yeah, well.
Well, you know, people our age, when we were younger, we were doing people your mama's age. If you wanted to go ahead and play things like that. But don't worry.
And that's probably why you can't get it up anymore.
For the team.
Oh, my God.
The team, that's like why you can't get it up anymore. Sounds like you
have
a monthly
visit to the doctor. Well, you know. We don't spend our time watching RuPaul's Drag Race like you. So.
Have you seen your attire?
It's a funny
okay.
show.
Anyway.
It is a funny show.
Is this
a Bluetooth ad?
What's that?
It's a Bluetooth transition here.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
It's about time for
a commercial. Thank you, Steve. Yeah, go ahead.
You think?
Go ahead.
It's about time for a commercial. The Carolina Wrestling Hall of Fame. That will be May 15th in Charleston, South Carolina, North Charleston, South Carolina, at the one and only Holy City Brewery. Come see great wrestlers like Susan Green, Papa Stroh Maestro, The Amazing Velvet, Tommy Wildfire Rich, Crazy Train, L.A. Tank, and others get inducted. Don't miss it. I mean, it's going to be a blast.
Blood.
Hosted by Dr. John. We got a lot of great stars coming, so don't miss it. Carolina Wrestling
Hall
of Fame. Check it out on Facebook. And Steve said
that's
he would have
an amazing, intense group, Dr. John, in all seriousness. That's
it
what
is.
A great call for a group of nominees.
Wow. Will Chad be serving?
What's that?
Will Chad be serving at this event?
He might as well serve me my dinner, daggummit.
Serve you an ass whooping.
Yeah, okay.
I was on a special just saying. I got a special on ass whooping, a special on milk and sandwiches.
All right. Hey. Stone Cold Steve Austin, okay? But go ahead, Steve.
Yeah, what makes Chad want to try Japan? Like, what kind of inspired him to look into Japan later?
I've always been really interested in Japan. I always really like the architecture, the styles, the people, the food. It's been a really big influence on stuff I like and like really everything. That's kind of the main place I've wanted to go my whole life, even before I started wrestling or had even the dream to wrestle. That's where I've wanted to go. And if this could take me there and I can do what I love in the place where I want to be in life, I got to be doing something right. And following my dream, both my dreams, and being able to conquer them both at once, I don't think I'm doing anything wrong.
Mm-hmm.
There's, I think there's more opportunity now with New Japan USA and then all the promotions they have over there. So hopefully that
exactly.
works out.
Exactly. All
but,
the cross promotion and all the companies that work together, there's so many more links to Japan than there was back in the day, when there's more opportunity to get really anywhere, worldwide. You can work a show in Des Moines, Iowa, and then next week somebody saw you and you're working a show in Auckland, New Zealand. Like, these are things that can happen now. The world is changing. The industry is evolving into all eyes on me, really, to steal a phrase. It's where it is. I mean, not on me personally, but eyes on the business and eyes on the talent. It's able to get and elevate talent to the positions where everybody needs to be. That's what I love.
Oh, I got another question. I was scrolling through your Facebook, and you... I get the sense that you you like anime. What's your favorite anime that you can mention here?
Oh, there's a couple, I'm not going to lie. I'm only going to say
porn?
Three. No, none of them.
Todd, I had to throw that in there for us, Todd.
It's called hentai, and it's an art. But the Seven Deadly Sins is one of my favorite shows of all time.
No, seriously, on anime here, I'm guessing because of your age and my offspring's age, this to me is very interesting because I know what they dig, you know, what they were digging. So, yeah. This could be a cool answer.
I'll just say my top three. I was a really big fan of Seven Deadly Sins. It's a Netflix original. It's absolutely amazing. I think everybody should check it out. It's a great show. It doesn't have – the main problem with anime is people really don't like how over-sexualized it is. And this is one of those shows where it's very, very, very dimmed down than usual. That one's really good. I just finished watching My Hero Academia, and I hated the premise at first, but it was actually really good, and the music and the soundtrack really dragged me into it. And then favorite of all time, it's got to be Naruto. I mean, it's literally one of the best of all time. There's a bunch more I'd love to mention, but those are my big – oh, and Soul Eater. Soul Eater everyone should watch, and they should make more of it. It's the best anime ever, actually. Artwork, art style, casting, writing, everything. It's through and through, probably the best show I've ever watched.
Yeah, I got to binge that and probably JoJo because I like the music references.
JoJo's really good, too.
Totoro was huge in this household.
My buddy's actually trying to put me on that one right now. I think he's currently watching it in the other room, actually.
Cool.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure somewhere in the
big
house there's still a little stuffed Neko bus.
Right.
That's so good. I love that. That's the best style of animation to give you films. Those are all the best.
Todd, I still like Speed Racer.
Oh, dude.
Hey, Speed Racer's a classic. It's a classic.
Oh, my God. That was awesome, Malcolm. That was freaking awesome.
Yeah,
That was a good one. I gotta give you that one, Malcolm. That's actually a pretty good one.
So we come to that part of the show where everybody gets a quick 1 minute last question. You only get a minute to answer this. So if anybody has any other further questions for Mr. D. Chad Douglas, please ask them now.
Dave, don't have a question. I got a comment, some advice for him. Chad, for years, people in Hollywood, I've done these Hollywood shows. A lot of celebrities want me to go into acting, and they say I should do it right now, but I want experience. I want to go to school, to drama school, drama acting class in a junior college or something, a regular university. And if I'm 57, and I'm not afraid to do this, but, you know, I want experience before I even try an audition. That's what I want. Nothing substitutes for experience. So.
Correct.
Hey, Malcolm.
Yeah,
this is Steven.
Steve? Oh, I'm sorry, Steve.
I saw you on the David Arquette documentary. I thought that was pretty cool. I watched that recently.
You know what, I only had one line. Hey, Dave, can I have 5 more pictures? That doesn't make you a star. I told Dave I want to do something more respectful, Steve.
I thought it was cool that our friend was on a documentary like that.
It's just, you know, it wasn't, he didn't have me doing my wrestling impressions of Hogan or Savage. It was, you know, it was kind of disappointing to me. But
I was so happy with that documentary because, like, I didn't realize, like, his comeback was in Richmond, Virginia, really. Like, that's when he started his return. I was like, wow, I knew the people in that documentary. I was like, I wish I reached out to him at that convention or went to that convention. But, I'm glad you got the chance to meet him and got to be in that.
Steve, you swing your phone number through somebody here to me, and next time I call Dave, I'll give him your number. Call you up, okay? Oh, and Steve, I want to apologize. That mess by Tony Capone, December 17th through the 20th, while I was down there, I didn't get your autograph from Gangrel, but I promise someday I'll get it for you on the up and up, man.
You're fine. I figured it was a busy weekend for you, but hopefully through Velvet or Dr. John, we can contact.
We'll get it. Anybody else? Question quickly?
I kind of want to cover a little bit of the interaction that just went by because it's something picked up on here earlier. Every one of these shows is an opportunity to network, to sell yourself, to sell your valuables, to sell your commodity. I heard a lot of megalomania, which just for those that don't know what that is, it's not necessarily a positive thing. What you just heard was a couple of mates talking, and they don't necessarily have everybody's stuff, but they were right there, got all the common people. They're all sharing. They're all watching each other's backs and all being, check this out, just a thought, positive. There was somebody that came up short helping somebody else out, but they're like, hey, I ain't forgotten. I'm still working. I'm trying to do this. I dropped the ball here. And look at the other dude. Wasn't butthurt. I'm just saying. There was a lesson in what just transpired.
Exactly.
I gotta ask though, who's Chad's toughest opponent so far in these 2 years?
Good question.
Could you repeat the question? Sorry about that. You broke up.
He wants to know
who's your toughest opponent.
Your toughest opponent. Yeah.
Me.
I'm going to say it's going to be the Amazing Velvet in a TLC match.
Well, if I could speak, because the question was directed to me, to be completely honest, the hardest opponent I've had in these 2 years has been myself. It's it really is hard breaking into the business, and it's hard trying, especially with everything going on in the world and everything going on in my personal life and my own circle. Really hard, and I'm not trying to set my own stuff here, but I'm really proud that I've gotten to this point. I'm really happy that I've gotten to this point in my life where I'm happy with myself, I'm happy with what I'm doing, and I finally feel like me. And that was
good answer.
Probably
good
the
answer. Thing
was trying to find myself.
All right. Here's the last thing. All
right.
Things. Everybody gets to plug something. So I'll start with Steve. Steve.
Oh, just so on social media, it's Slayer Steven. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, man. Always. Always. Stellar Steven.
Always glad to have you on, Steve.
All your platforms. Absolutely. Absolutely. CEO of Battleground Championship Wrestling, Adam Helms, what you got?
Just stay tuned for the next BCW show coming to Holy City Brewery. And I got my hand in a couple other fires, too, to get some work for some of our guys so we can get that launched again. But right now, just stay tuned. Follow Holy City Brewery and stay tuned for some BCW action. And looking forward to May 15th when we see the true Hall of Fame lift go in.
Cool. Todd?
You know my usual thing. Take care of yourselves. Take care of your family. Take care of one another. Be safe, team.
Absolutely. You are always the voice of reason. Always. That's what I love. So, Chad Douglas, what do you have to promote? Do you have any social media that people can follow you, interact with you, things like that?
Best form of contact and following my journey and everything would be through my Twitter. It's going to be at Chad Douglas PW. Stay tuned. We are potentially working into getting some merch made, so anything about that will be posted there. We'll be able to get the pre-orders there. We'll get some sizes, whatever you guys need. And then everybody just stay safe. Y'all wear your masks or don't, whatever you prefer. Right, just wash your hands and be kind to everybody. Be respectful. That's all I ask.
All right. And don't forget, every Sunday night, this same time, 9 p.m., Pro Wrestling Interviews, every Sunday night. Hopefully, next week will be a part two with one of our previous guests. You'll have to stay tuned to find out who that is, because we have a couple in the works. I'm going to say this respectfully. The Chad Douglas, will you come back and be on the show again sometime, sir?
Depending on circumstances, I would love to. I'd be obliged.
Okay. Dr. John, what do you got,
sir? Yes,
sir.
We're ready to take it home.
And keep listening. More information on the Carolina Wrestling Hall of Fame, May 15th, Holy City Brewery. And get back here next week. It's going to be a lot of fun on Pro Wrestling Interviews. Have a great one. We'll see you or we'll hear you next time.
All right. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, Grayson.
Big hug.